You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. On the heels of President Trump announcing both National Guard troops and a federal takeover of the Washington, D.C. Police Department, plenty of reaction to his threat to do the same in NYC.
As part of his comments from the White House, the president not only speaking about crime, but homelessness, vowing to, quote, get rid of slums where they live.
But then I'm going to look at New York. In a little while, let's do this. Let's do this together. Let's see. It's going to go pretty quickly. And if we need to, we're going to do the same thing in Chicago, which is a disaster.
David Giffen is executive director of the Coalition for the Homeless here in New York, telling CBS 2.
Sending in the National Guard, sending in military, sending in even local police is not the solution to homelessness. It solves nothing.
Now, as to the crime stats, a spokesperson for Mayor Adams saying, quote, New York City doesn't need any help from the feds in driving down crime. We are doing it on our own every single day. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
There was a drowning last night at Manhattan Beach. That was where a 55-year-old woman was pulled from the water by lifeguards shortly after 6 p.m. She was rushed to Coney Island Hospital, where she was pronounced dead. In Seaside Heights, one swimmer was killed, four others rescued after they were caught up in rip currents at Webster Avenue Beach. That was around 6:30 p.m., where there were no lifeguards on duty after their shifts had ended at 5. The surviving swimmers are stable, no ID yet on that victim. New plans to enforce city health rules as health officials confirm the number of cases in the Legionnaires outbreak in central Harlem is up to 90.
The health department wants to add penalties for building owners who don't report test results from inspections for Legionella. Attorney Jory Lang is representing 25 people who have Legionnaires, some who plan to sue building owners. He says the city already has tough rules when it comes to keeping those cooling towers clean.
You've got to test regularly, you've got to record your tests, you've got to report your tests, and then if you test positive for Legionella, you've got to quickly remediate that. And the problem is, the building owners are just not doing that.
He wonders if fines are high enough.
If you own a multi-million dollar building in Harlem, how much is a $2,000 fine really deterring you?
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, the health department telling 1010 Winds the proposals are designed to enhance existing testing and that reporting requirements were in development well before the Legionnaires cluster in central Harlem. A new reminder to use bug spray and other defenses against mosquitoes this summer. That's as another 24 samples in Suffolk County tested positive for the West Nile virus. This was over a wide stretch of the county, which to date has reported 56 positive test results. The good news here, no birds have tested positive for West Nile virus so far this season. A case of people versus pet people in Brooklyn.
A dogfight happening over a city park's baseball field.
We gotta stop this.
Robert Comancho is with Bushwick Community Board 4. He says banned dog owners are using the baseball field at Green Central Knoll as an illegal dog park.
This is kids' park, period. They cut the fence, they cut the lock.
The city's parks department responding in a statement saying there are nearly 20 dog runs at over 20 off-leash areas throughout Brooklyn, but Green Central Knoll is not one of them. According to Robert, though, that doesn't mean dog owners aren't misusing it.
They're making holes on the field. They're urinating. Two or three dogs already bit people there.
In Bushwick, Monica Guy, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Ahead of the November vote, Zohran Mamdani launches a five-borough tour and takes aim at our former governor, who is also on the mayoral campaign trail. Currently, the two are tangling over Andrew Cuomo saying rent-stabilized apartment dwellers in the city should be paying 30% of their salaries for rent, including Mamdani.
The tour comes as Mamdani criticizes Andrew Cuomo over his relationship with the president.
Both administrations have been characterized by corruption, by a sense of impunity, by an inability of an executive to understand that no means no.
Cuomo has attacked Mamdani for living in a rent-stabilized apartment in Queens while earning a $142,000 salary.
I am not threatened by a former governor who cannot distinguish between rent control and rent stabilization. I am threatened by what Donald Trump's agenda will mean for this city.
And the Democratic Socialist said he's not afraid to stand up to Donald Trump no matter the cost. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Midtown.
Mayor Adams spent part of his day Monday focusing on quality of life issues in Queens, announcing the expansion of Q teams throughout the borough.
We'll be seeing safer and cleaner neighborhoods thanks to our NYPD quality of life teams. Our localized precinct-based teams will be helping reduce crime and improve quality of life conditions.
This pilot program initially began in Brooklyn. Specifically, the teams respond to things like abandoned vehicles, homeless encampments, and public drug use.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.